Welcome back to Full Coverage, your favorite podcast with Manny MUA.
Laura Lee, and baby, we got a special guest today. We got Miss Amber Schroll in the house.
Hello. What's up, everybody?
I feel like we need a foghorn for the guests, like a little sound effect that's like, yes, that's like a just celebratory thing.
What's up? I know this is so fun. I'm usually all by myself in my videos, so this is so exciting to be with
people. We're going to talk about that a little bit today because like you are, okay, if you guys don't know who Amber is, she's been on YouTube for how long?
6 years, baby.
I feel like it's been longer to me for some reason. Oh. I feel like it's been...
That's still a long time.
It is, because I've been watching you for a long time. I'm a fangirl here today.
Stop.
I'm like, pull my shirt up and it's like your face.
No, it's like an Amber tattoo.
Yeah. I'm like, by the way, I got your face tattooed on my arm. Hope you don't mind.
I don't even care anyway. I was like, yeah, okay.
I'm unfazed at this point. No, I love that.
She's a YouTuber. I mean, she's all over social media, but I would say you're mostly a YouTuber, sure. Right?
Mm-hmm. Definitely YouTuber, mm-hmm. Same.
Us too.
Go YouTube.
We're the YouTube game. Yeah. We love you, YouTube.
Yes. Sure do.
Continue to slay.
Sure do.
Big fan.
We love you, YouTube.
Keep going strong. Yes, Google. Yes. Yes, Google.
Yes. We love Google.
Yeah, we do.
We sure do.
We do.
And so you have all of them too, though, right? You have Instagram, you have TikTok, you have the whole thing.
I have it all. I mean, I spend 98% of my time on my YouTube.
Same.
Sometimes I post on Instagram if I like have something to post.
Uh-huh.
I haven't posted on
TikTok
in a really long time.
Yeah, YouTube's the bitch. You know, we love her.
She really is.
Yeah. She really is.
And she will continue to stay for a long time. Yep. I just feel that for her.
YouTube's one of those things. It's like, if you know, you know. Mm-hmm. If you know what's going on over there, like, you know.
Exactly.
And if you don't, you don't. And that's okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know?
Assuming everyone who's watching this has at least heard of YouTube.
100%. So this is like literally visually, yeah. Put this on our YouTube channel for Full Coverage.
Manny, you know how we're always looking out for the perfect drink, whether it's a cocktail or mocktail?
Mm-hmm.
I have two words for you. Taste salud.
Oh my God, Laura, are we telling our listeners our secret find this soon?
Yes, we can't gatekeep any longer. Mm-hmm. Okay, guys, picture this. The convenience of an on-the-go mocktail drink mix that's just waiting for a splash of tequila to turn it into a delicious cocktail.
That sounds like our kind of party. You know, obviously mocktails for me and cocktails for you.
Isn't the taste shocking? Their Paloma and Strawberry Margarita mocktails taste just like the real deal.
So the gag is, not only is the taste amazing, what about the fact that the calories? Okay, let's talk about the calories. Salud drinks mixes only have 1 gram of sugar and take the thinking out of the decision making. We're so done drinking our calories in 2024.
Yes, we are. Also, the thought of everything, taste, convenience, and all the added benefits like hydration, immunity in your cocktail.
Mm-hmm. It's a serious, serious game changer. So whether it's a cocktail with a kick or a mocktail that tastes like a dream for us sober dolls, Salud has us covered.
They're the absolute best. That's why Manny and me love them. If you're ready to try the best mocktails out there, head to tastesalud.com and use FULL10 for 10% off your first purchase.
Cheers to that, and honestly, cheers to authentic flavors. Let's drink to good taste and good health.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
But we like on this podcast to start off with peaks and pits.
Ooh.
Things from the week that were lovely, things from the week that were shite. Why don't you start off with your peak?
Yeah, why don't you tell us a peak?
Give us a peak. Give us a peak.
Peaks. I ordered a chandelier for my house.
Oh.
And I know that doesn't sound that exciting because I have a lot of chandeliers, but this is the main one.
The
the big like the centerpiece whammo. One that I put it on my mood board and I was like, this is the one. So it's coming all the way from the Czech Republic.
No.
No way.
I'm insane. I couldn't buy one in the continental US. It's huge. Uh-huh. And it's like, how do you even describe
a palace.
It? It's
just very crystal-y. It goes in yeah. a palace. It's
empire style, if anyone wow. knows about chandelier lingo.
You're a chandelier guru.
You are. I feel like you're a chandelier girl.
I have 700 of them. I love them. They're my passion project wow. on the side. Yeah.
Chandelier. Can you? I feel like at this point you can make a chandelier.
I would love to.
You could make. You could DIY one.
DIY you know, I could. It's just the electricity part. Like I can always make things look good. I could make the frame.
About that.
Make it look yes. gorgeous. It would yes. probably explode in the night and kill me.
For sure. For sure.
I could like, make one. Yeah. I could make it.
I love that. Okay, your peak.
Okay, my peak. I'm like, let me look. I don't remember what my peak.
That's literally always me.
Okay. Okay. Erin, my niece, she's here this weekend for her, or this week for her spring break. Oh. So we're going to be hanging out, doing all the girly things. And I am making her do hot yoga with me.
Oh, so, my yes. God. She's a hot yoga like fanatic now. She's turned into a guru.
I like sick. Hot yoga.
Soon she's going to be the teacher.
I will be very soon. And it is, I know she's going to hate it so much, but I just want her to like it.
You want her to experience it. You want her to at least experience it and go through the motions.
So I'm like, yeah, exactly. I'm like, so you're going to come with me? But she's like literally like, honestly, okay, I don't care. Whatever.
She's down for anything.
She is. She's like very laid back person, but she's loving college. She's in college and she's in spring break, which is odd because whenever we did spring break in college, we would all go on a trip somewhere like with our friends.
Yeah. 100%.
Like we would all, but they all go home and just go home.
Is
and
she a freshman?
She's a freshman.
So that's why she okay. wants to go home. Yeah.
That's
oh,
it.
Okay.
I went home when I was a freshman and then after that I was like, bye.
And then you're like, I have my life now.
Pepperdine and Malibu.
Stop.
Oh, that's so cool.
It was so cool. I picked it because Zoe 101 was filmed there and that's not a lie. That's why I picked it.
Valid reasons.
You know what? Yeah. I've heard less valid reasons for college. I like that.
Valid reasons.
100%. It is what it is. Yep. Zoe 101. Oh my God. That like brings back... Memories.
Many memories.
I love that. My peak is, so this weekend is the finale taping of RuPaul's Drag Race, which Ooh. Is something that we watch
yes.
religiously.
Yes.
And my friend is actually one of the members of the pit crew and was in the beginning of the season. And he invited me to be his plus one to like the finale
oh,
taping.
Oh, that's cool.
So I'm really excited about it. It's something me and Laura have done like for years past. And then for a while, they just like stopped inviting
Influencers.
Like no one was like invited to them. And still, I don't know if there's anyone's getting invited, but I'm like, he's my friend, so he invited me. So I'm super excited because this season's one that I'm like really obsessed with. Like we're in it. Like we literally watch every single week. Have you ever seen Drag Race before?
No, it's fine.
I feel like you would love it. I don't know.
No, I think you would really enjoy it.
Pictures of it on Twitter, so like yes. I kind of loosely know what it is.
Like you get the vibe. Like you know, it's essentially it's like a Top Model,
yeah.
Project Runway,
competition reality
okay, show, cool. but like for drag.
And RuPaul is.
And it. RuPaul is like yes. the, of yes. course, the main, mm-hmm. the host, judge,
icon legend
that she is. So I'm excited to go to like the actual taping. I think it's gonna be really, really fun.
So fun.
I haven't been to them in like 4 years.
Yeah.
5 years we haven't been to one, but it was really, me and Laura still get tagged to this day because we were in like some of the, like the finale taping. So there's like photos like jump to us, the video. And I'll get like literally every single week still be like, I see Manny and Laura in the audience of the Drag
every
Race
week.
Every week.
Oh. And the season's so old now.
And we literally look like children.
Yeah.
And yes. I'm like, oh, that was a different yes. time of my life.
Yes.
But it's really fun. So I'm excited to go.
Well, that's
exciting. Yeah, be cute. Thank you.
All right, hit us with your pit. Let's get into the
demon energy.
I have a lot of pits, I feel like, which is a sad, depressing thing to say. But I could really like go in on some of them. The one that's top of mind at the moment is it took me a million years to get here because of traffic, but that's not Ooh. Really a pit.
It kind of was. It wasn't moving,
and I kept trying to turn around, and then it's, you know, the thing where you're like halfway about to get on the highway and you're like, it's taking too long. So then you turn around, try to go through the canyon. I don't know. And then that took longer, and
worse.
I was like, anyways, that's not really a great pit. How about this is obscure and unrelatable, but it has been really windy in LA.
It has.
And I don't have, just it makes no sense. I have no doorknobs on my doors. So I can't sleep because all night it's a rah, rah, rah. Like the doors are just like shaking and cracking and it's so loud. And I've tried everything. I put like piled up laundry to make them not move. And basically I just really, instead of buying a chandelier, I should have got doorknobs.
So wait, you don't have doorknobs even like Like in your house, but your front door has a doorknob.
My front door has a doorknob.
Okay.
Every other door, no. I spent all my money on the front door doorknob. So the rest of the doors have no doorknobs. Because I don't want to get shitty, ugly ones. I want to get my dream doorknob.
Yes, you want nice yes. amazing ones.
Yes, I'm like, bitch, just got to wait.
So now are you just like now waiting for the doorknobs to come in? Have you even bought them yet?
No, I haven't bought them. I'm waiting. Got it.
So they're literally just slamming all day.
They're just slamming all day, all night. It's George Barks.
The fuck out of me.
It's so loud.
That would scare me.
Yeah, I can't sleep. So
that would literally scare me. Because I feel like it's actually more windy at nighttime recently.
It's just windy in general. Like, I feel like it's just...
The weather?
Just, yeah. And in I LA hate right wind. Now? Oh, yes. It's just crazy this year.
Wind and sound is going to get you together.
Wind and sound. I'm such a prude. Like, I'm like, I don't like super piercing loud noises or just like shocking. Like, they will send me.
She'll go to a rage.
I will. I don't like wind. Not too much wind now. Not too much. Not too much. I'm like, who do we tell to turn this wind down?
Just enough wind to be comfy, and but then not too much.
Especially if you don't have doorknobs. My God.
Yeah, it's really bad.
So what is it, your balcony doors flying everywhere?
It's so horrible. It's like, well, the balcony doors are like glass because it's kind of like, it's just windows. Mm-hmm. But on the inside of my house.
Oh, it's suctioning.
It's suctioning. So it's just. I have 100 doors. It's horrible.
Your house
and they're all flailing.
It's all doors.
Yeah, it's all doors. All empty doorknobless doors. Making a million sound. I don't even know. It's terrible. It's really terrible.
It's the freaking suctioning. As soon as you open a door, it's like.
Yeah. Yep. And slams the door.
Why does that happen? Like the AC thing, like the pressure. Like when you turn the AC on, yeah. The door will shut.
Yeah. It's that times a billion.
Oh, man.
I would die.
It's my fault. It's my own fault.
Of course, of course.
Yeah.
Can't you just get like temporary knobs? Just like wooden temporary knobs.
I could.
Not wooden but knobs. But it's yeah, wooden. Can you get like temporary wooden knobs for
specifically oak? Yeah.
Yes. No. Maybe some oak.
Yeah. No, I just like, see, again, I could, but now I'm like, oh, so stupid.
You're too invested.
I've waited so long to get the good ones. So now I'm like, what's another month? What's another, however long what's it takes me year? To order them? What's another, I mean, as with everything, it's like, I'm almost 100 years old. It is what it is. What's forever? I'll just, why do today what you could never do?
The same way. Like, I honestly almost like, sometimes I feel like I need my anxiety to kick in to get things done. Mm. Like, I need my anxiety to be like, hey, this is due tomorrow. I'm like, it's due tomorrow. I have to do it now. Like, I'll procrastinate a lot until I'm anxious.
You know what I did today before I came here? This is embarrassing. My time management skills have gotten progressively worse and worse as I've gotten older. You'd think they'd get better.
You'd think they'd get better, right?
No, it's today before I came here. This wasn't even on the docket. I don't know how I ended up doing it. I wrote a children's book.
No.
I'm not kidding. I just sat down and was like, Dr. Seussing. I was like, I like planned the whole thing. I was like,
what's
this is
the premise
be
of
so
the story?
It's about my dog.
Okay, cute.
Yeah, see, I think it's going to be really cute when I
it's going to be a bestseller.
Eventually have to deal with it. Yeah, you heard it here first, guys. I'm going to be a children's book author. Yeah, I don't know. It's
a New York Times bestseller.
Yep, that's what I did. I was in the middle of the 400 million things I was doing. I was like, I should write a book. And it's very loose, but I did sit and write it in my notes on my phone. I was like, this is embarrassing. What am I doing? I should.
That's
like,
amazing.
I
something
love I'm that.
That's a ghostwriter.
You are your ghostwriter.
Yes. I love to hear that. That's awesome.
I'm obsessed with that.
Right?
My manager's going to call me like, what are you talking about?
She's like, we're not
She's
doing
like, I saw this podcast. You wrote a children's book?
I'm like, yes. I'm so branded for kids. It just like makes
Of course, right. You have such a children. Children's audience.
Very that. Makes no
sense. But
literally.
Yeah, Amazon.com someday.
100%.
Honestly, you can never have enough children's books.
You can't.
What's your pit? I know you got something.
My pit, it happened today.
Oh my God, a doozy.
It's my doozy. It really is a doozy. So today, right before I came here, my assistant was like, hey, I think I had to buy 2 weeks in.
Oh.
And I literally, my mouth like dropped to the ground. I said, huh? It like has literally all day. I've already like cried about it. Like I've been a complete disaster. I literally got here and I cried with Tyler and Laura. Maybe you know, like when you feel comfortable, I'm like, okay, I can let it out now because I'm in a comfortable space. Because it's like, it's not even that she's just like my assistant. It's like, I've had her for years and like, she's someone like I truly care about. Mm-hmm. And like, I love her so much. And like, seeing her grow because she's younger. So like, I feel so attached.
Yeah.
And it's not even just like, she's like my employee. I just feel like more past that.
You're not ready to let.
I'm not ready to let go. And so now I'm just trying to like figure out ways. I'm like, okay, how do I keep you though? Like if you have another job opportunity that's like going to pay you more, what are they paying you?
Yeah. There are ways.
There are ways.
There are
ways. And I'm like, so what are they going to pay you? And I will be matching. So I'm like, I'm currently in that vibe right now. I was like, okay, let me figure out like, a way to keep her because I truly do care about her. And also, like, when you have someone that's as intimate as, like, your assistant or someone that works for you, like, they know, like, such intimate details about you. And, like, I don't want to have to redo that with a lot of people. Like, I don't want to do that. I don't want to teach everyone, like, what my credit card numbers are, what my passwords are for everything.
You tell me. You're like, what is the charge to throw these doorknobs?
For $100. So it's, like, things like that that are really intimate details that as people like your assistants or someone that works for you on social media knows your passwords for stuff.
Yeah.
Like, all the things. So I'm really just, like, dreading the idea if she does have to go somewhere else and I have to redo
all
that. It's a nightmare. Yeah, having to, like, re-trust someone and relearn someone and learn, like, them learning your styles of communication, all that stuff.
Yeah.
So I'm currently a disaster, but luckily the podcast today is helping me be distracted.
I
know.
As soon as she walked in, I said, "What's wrong?"
She knew.
I literally said, "What's wrong?"
She goes, "Hey, girl." And I'm like, "Hey."
I said, what's wrong?
And I'm like, literally, like, I'm not kidding you. Like, I'm probably missing makeup right here because I was crying and I was like, "Mommy, you just want to be here." Like, I was losing it because it was just, it was so fresh and it's still so fresh that I'm like, I'm not, like, prepared. I wasn't prepared. And you know when, like, a lot of things are changing in your life that, like, it hits hard when something that you really care for and feel so secure about is going away too, that you're like, I almost, like, can't handle it. Like, my heart can't take more change.
Yeah.
Too quickly. So that's currently where I'm at right now.
That's
so I'm
going
to try to figure out a way to continue to have her work with me.
That was a deep pit.
It was deep. It was dark. It was deep. And I was very devastated about
it. So sad.
Yeah, it was really, like, it shocked me. I've not been shocked at that in a while.
Well, my pit, I have two, but I'll do, so I bought, speaking of buying shit for your house, okay, I bought this new vanity desk because, like, I have a space that I film in, and, like, I have this rickety desk in there and it's time to let it go. So I spent $1,000 on a new desk, but it's supposed to be, like, the fancy one that's clear and it has the drawer so you can put your shit in there. And so we get it in, and tell me why that bitch is in 10 million pieces. And
no.
You have to put it together.
It is worse than IKEA. Like,
no!
It's a trauma desk, okay? It's going to take, like, literally probably 2 weeks. I'm not even putting it together. My husband is, but it's still my trauma because I'm telling you. But you can still tell. I said for $1,000, no white glove delivery.
Damn. Your peak should be that you have a husband to put it together.
Honestly,
because I just cry on the floor.
Honestly,
when that's
literally. No, I watch you. I watch you. I know. I see you do stuff.
Yeah.
If I didn't, that shit would be going back so fast.
So quickly, and you will get desk.
You literally had to put, I'm talking every little nook and cranny of the desk together. It's, like, insane. Like, I'm not going to see this bitch for a month for sure. I was devastated. I was literally praying it came in a big box, like the desk was
already done.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. But
it's worse
sluts.
Than IKEA, okay? It's worse than IKEA. I don't know. And this is very delusional of me, but I feel like at a certain price point, things should come pre-made.
I agree.
What's the price point that you get the desk put together? Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
I feel like it's more than 1,000. It's getting into, like, 2,500 plus territory.
Yeah, but, like, home decor really racks up a tab.
It really does, dude. It's insane.
It does. Nothing's more expensive than rugs.
I bought a rug too.
For no reason.
Yes, no, rugs
I'm sorry. Like, I don't think rugs like shouldn't be that expensive.
Rugs.
It's fucking stupid.
They will bankrupt you.
Okay? I literally told Laura, I'm like, Laura, I'm not buying a fucking rug.
And I'm like,
I'm not spending $800 on this 12 by 12.
I'm like, get a $2,000 rug then.
She does.
Uh-huh.
And I'm like,
sure do.
But Zaya's going to piss on it.
Exactly.
eBay, can you get some cheap used rugs?
No,
you're,
literally.
Like, not afraid of that?
I'm afraid of it, I think.
Okay.
I think I might be a little weirded out by the idea of, like, people were walking on it and then it's in my house walking on it.
Yeah.
That's a little strange.
I'm just lazy. And if you buy used, you really have to look.
That's true.
You have to really search. It. You have to know.
You do. You have to look. But I don't mind it being used at all. But you have to look. You know, you got to browse.
Make sure it's real.
If you will.
Yeah. I can't believe people, like, don't. That's, like, the thrill of it to me is, like, the browsing. I know it is.
That's your fucking channel.
I need to look for 150 rugs.
I literally get off. That sounded weird, but I get off on the hunt. I legitimately do.
Right? Like I said, no husband, shopping does it for me.
Literally.
Like nothing else.
I love it. I love it. I love watching it. I love seeing it because I'm like, yes, give it to me. Give me everything. I want to know everything. I'm also very nosy. I love seeing people's homes.
Yeah, me too. Voyeurism will never die. That's why YouTube's out there, I think.
Yeah, exactly. People love to watch.
Yeah.
And I'm a voyeur.
They should sure
gotta do. Gotta watch. Gotta look. Mm-hmm, I'm gotta curious. Watch,
gotta, look. Gotta take a little pee.
Gotta catch them all.
Manny, you know how we're always looking out for the perfect drink, whether it's a cocktail or mocktail? Mm-hmm. I have two words for you. Taste salud.
Oh my God, Laura, are we telling our listeners our secret find this soon?
Yes, we can't gatekeep any longer. Mm-mm. Okay, guys, picture this. The convenience of an on-the-go mocktail drink mix that's just waiting for a splash of tequila to turn it into a delicious cocktail.
That sounds like our kind of party. You know, obviously mocktails for me and cocktails for you.
Isn't the taste shocking? Their Paloma and Strawberry Margarita mocktails taste just like the real deal.
So the gag is, not only is the taste amazing, what about the fact that the calories? Okay, let's talk about the calories. Salud drinks mixes only have 1 gram of sugar and take the thinking out of the decision making. We're so done drinking our calories in 2024.
Yes, we are. Also, the thought of everything, taste, convenience, and all the added benefits like hydration, immunity in mm-hmm. your cocktail. Mm-hmm.
It's a serious, serious game changer. So whether it's a cocktail with a kick or a mocktail that tastes like a dream for us sober dolls, Salud has us covered.
They're the absolute best. That's why Manny and me love them. If you're ready to try the best mocktails out there, head to tastesalud.com and use FULL10 for 10% off your first purchase.
Cheers to that, and honestly, cheers to authentic flavors. Let's drink to good taste and good health.
Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. Like it, I've seen it all go south. I own a home and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, you can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling because I have one of those like lofted ceilings, but I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish, or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
And my pit was my pit the last one.
The desk. That was the last one. That was all of our keys and all of our pits.
Sorry. Oh my gosh, bless you.
I'm sorry. I'm literally sneezed 150 times. I'm sorry.
I thought that was a cough. Because the sweetest little sneeze I've ever heard.
I know. It's like a little baby sneeze.
I'll sneeze louder next time. I was trying to muffle it. I'll sneeze louder for you next time. But when
you buffer it, I feel like you don't get it all out. Whenever I have to sneeze, I'm like, fuck, I got to really sneeze. Let me go into my shirt, a full experience, so I can get it all out. So that I'm like, I don't have to sneeze again.
Yeah.
So I feel like I'm like... Then I'm like, I'm going to sneeze him.
There's 20 more coming behind it.
Like, I'll have a sneeze attack if I don't get it.
It is allergy season, and there's pollen everywhere. So
with the wind and the rain that we've been having, baby, it's going to be a full reset in this world.
A full reset.
The wind tunnel in my house, it's everywhere. There's pollen in the sky, in my bed. I don't even know.
No, literally, your house is like an airbender.
It is.
I was like,
Yeah, fascinating.
I'm screaming at that. I love that.
Okay.
But like,
no, you go.
You go. I was going to ask, I was like, so... When starting YouTube 6 years ago, what was like the first thing, like your job before? Like what were you doing before you actually decided to start doing YouTube? Yes.
Well, this is public knowledge, but I was doing a lot of things.
Some I will speak of
and some I will not. I love that. I kid, I don't. But I was driving for Postmates, was like my full-time gig.
See, I didn't know that.
Really?
I had no idea.
Yes, I was a Postmates driver. So shout out to Postmates. Please sponsor.
That would be a full circle moment. Yeah. Please sponsor us.
I was driving for Postmates. I was doing background acting, like being an extra. Wow. Yes, which was a hoot and a holler. Let me tell you. Like,
you're saying, have you been in any like extra like moments?
So many things. And to this day, people, it haunts me.
Really?
Like, I was a dead girl on Criminal Minds.
Oh my God.
I was in a Disney, what was it? Austin and Allie. Uh-huh. I was like a featured girl. I had like a
part. You had a line?
I didn't have a line, but they were talking to me like this.
Oh,
they
got it.
Blah, blah, blah. And I just had to do some like reading a book and it was a thing.
Like you were like in school or something.
Yeah, and
like,
people always tag me in it. They're like, is this you? Fun fact, I was a new girl actually once.
Obsessed with new girl. Up.
Yes, dancing. And T, no one knows this because they cut it. But the guy, coach, question mark, I made out with him for a scene.
Shut up.
Yes.
And then they cut it multiple times.
Yeah.
And they cut it?
They cut it. They ended up using the actual girlfriend. He was like cheating. I don't really know what the vibe was.
But they cut it out.
But
you were the kiss girl.
I was the kiss girl.
The way I would be so enraged if I had to do all that and they cut it.
Cut your fucking scene?
Yeah. I mean, I got paid like $50, I think. So I was like, whoa.
Rich. For a whole day.
This is it.
For a little day raise, $50. Rich. That's a lot of extras.
That was fun.
Wow.
And that's your claim to fame.
Yeah, that was honestly, I mean, back in the day, that was the most exciting day of my life.
Well, New Girl's like iconic.
It is.
Yeah, like, New Girl's such a huge show. I've watched every episode. I love New Girl. Sure have.
I didn't know that about you, dude.
But see, it's such an old show that, like, I watched it when it was, like, newer, coming out. So it's been a long time.
Oh, that was a really good show.
How about Sex in the City?
Obsessed. Okay. Watched all the episodes. Tell me you've
seen it. I have not seen all the episodes.
Sure have.
I have not seen all the episodes.
I've seen a lot
of the episodes. I haven't seen all of them.
Okay.
Because, again, it is a little bit older. And when I was, like, that age when it was coming out, I wasn't in, like, that frame of mind to be watching Sex and the City. But I've seen the Sex and the City movies.
Okay. It's just top of mind right now. I watched them all again. I mean, it's my favorite show, but I've watched them all, like, 100 times.
I love that Sex and the City
recently,
show.
Recently, like, the last week, I watched season 1 through 6 again. You did a re-binge.
Oh, yes.
And was it amazing? Does it age well?
It stays phenomenal. Best show in the world.
It is. Yeah. Really? It is.
Yeah, just...
I mean, I love the movies so much. Like, I've seen the movies, like, I would say 10 times each.
Oh, wow.
Like, I'm obsessed with the movies. They're such good plane movies. Like, I'll play it on the plane and then I'll just, like, let it play.
What do you think about Samantha and the girls parting ways? Because they don't like each other.
I was like, it can't be real. I don't like it.
I know.
Like, it's not real.
I know.
It's not real. The whole crux of the show was about friendship and, like, them being together. I was like, I'm sorry. This is not a believable plot for them to have split up.
In real life. It's not real life. Plot isn't real.
I was like, I don't think so. I'm sorry. I don't believe this.
When they literally publicly be like, yes. I don't fuck with her.
Oh, they go so hard. Or Samantha.
They did.
Kim Cattrall. I call her Samantha. Kim Cattrall. Sarah Jessica Parker.
Yeah.
She's like spoken out multiple times. Basically, she doesn't fuck with them. And I'm like, oh my God. And then I will not watch the new show because she's not in it. Is that cold? I won't watch it.
It's very sad.
HBO.
Have you seen it?
Of course.
I won't watch it.
I'm psychotic. Like, I wait for it to premiere and I watch it.
Well, it's like she was my favorite on the show.
So it's like hard when your favorite's gone.
It's hard when my favorite's gone. But love Sarah Jessica Parker. I've watched almost every single thing she's ever done or TV show. Like literally every movie she's been in, every TV show, just because I love her.
Iconic.
And believe it or not, I interviewed her once and didn't even have a great experience.
I know, it wasn't a good experience.
No!
Yes.
Still don't care.
Still don't care.
Worship the bitch. I love her.
She wasn't even like I've had bad celebrities, and this wasn't bad. It wasn't great.
Interesting.
But
aloof.
Huge fan of Sarah Jessica Parker. Huge fan.
She would be my person. Like, if people were like, hey, who would you invite to dinner? It would be her. I would love to meet her.
Wow. Like, that's your girl.
I just am Carrie Bradshaw. I need to meet her.
I still feel like she's great. And I wouldn't watch everything she does if I didn't. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
And you can't just be like, oh, well, I felt like it was off. So I hate her and she's a terrible person. I hate when people do that.
Totally.
I'm like, it was like a 15-minute moment. You can't base someone's whole. So like, I'm still obsessed with her. And I feel like she embodies Carrie Bradshaw. Like, I feel like she is kind of Carrie, just the way she's into fashion.
Mm-hmm.
Shoes are always fabulous. Fragrance line.
Is she a writer?
Doesn't she have a shoe line?
Yeah, shoes.
Mm-hmm.
Is she a writer too? Just like Carrie was?
I don't know.
I'm sure she's written something.
She seems along the line.
She's
so smart. Definitely. For sure. It's just something.
So cool. So cool.
So you started your channel as Broke Bitch Hacks, you know, based off being a broke bitch. Yeah. And look how far you've come now.
What do you know?
How does it feel? How's the Sky Palace going?
Oh, well, like I said, I just bought the chandelier, so it's exciting. And a rug. Woohoo.
Ooh.
Yes.
I know that's not cheap. The rug. I know that ain't cheap.
Yep. Got a rug. No, it's actually so crazy. It's because, I mean, people say this a lot, like, oh, you know, you forget where you came from. Like, you make it and then you're like, you just forget. I don't know how that's physically possible.
100%.
Every single day that I wake up in there, I'm like, oh my God. Like,
yeah.
I would lose my mind if I knew. If you showed me even a slight little tiny picture of my life now, back when I was driving around in circles for Postmates, I would have like shit my pants.
You would have died. Like, literally.
And I still feel that way.
So. I have similar experiences because I was obviously, I think that's why I watched you so much because I was too a broke bitch. Yes. I mean, I've only had money for I've had money for just the tiniest portion of my life compared to my whole life.
Yeah.
So it is a new reality for me. And I literally told my husband the other day, I was like walking down the beach because I go to the beach all the time. And I was like, wow, if you would have told me like in my teenage years, like I would spend every weekend on the Santa Monica boardwalk in California, like that alone would send me into oblivion. Like I would have been like, how? It's a lie. That can't be. Yeah. It can't be. Yeah. So it's a dream. It's like, pinch me, you know? Yeah. Maybe in 20 years I'll get used to it, but I'm not yet.
Yeah. No, I don't know. I feel like I wonder if you ever really fully adjust to a new charm. I mean, you know, they always say like, wherever you go, there you are. And it's like, yeah, man, that's, yeah.
I think it's crazy too. I'm the exact same way. Like, I think that like growing up, I grew up Mormon and, like,
really? I didn't know this.
I did. So I, like, my entire life, I hid the fact that I was gay for so long till I was in my, like, early 20s.
Wow.
And then now I'm who I am and get to do what I do because of the fact that I'm accepting of the fact that I am gay. Mm-hmm. And, like, I get to express myself in this way. And that's how I have what I have. And I'm like, how crazy that I lived my whole life. I went without, like, with hiding. And now I'm out. And, like, I have had the success that I've had, which is crazy.
Yeah, that's really
awesome.
I would
have never thought, like, that would, like, you told me that, like, to 10-year-old me, was like praying the gay away every night. Like that would never, in my wildest dreams, I would think that this could happen.
Yeah.
Snaps for that.
You know, like, it's crazy. It really is. It shocks me all the time.
It's like, could you ever imagine yourself like being a gay icon from being like closeted essentially to being like, you're going to be the most outed out person.
Possible.
Like telling all your gay stories, all your, literally putting it all out there from like being closeted. Like
how crazy. Like, that's crazy. Like, it's like, when you think about it, it's almost like hard to comprehend. Because I have a hard time comprehending the fact that, like, that's who I was before. And so it's, I almost don't like to remember, like, that portion of my life.
Yeah.
Not that, like, I don't, but, like, part of me is like, oh, I don't want to think about it. Like, I almost, like, because it doesn't feel like it was really me. It was me, but I was hiding so much that, like, it feels like I wasn't living as authentic. It's like, I'm sure, like, a lot of people
like, can feel like. To your full potential.
Yeah. And I feel like, for example, I'm sure a lot of trans people think that. Like, for an example, like, they probably, like, live their life now as a trans person. They're like, oh, that's the old me. That wasn't fully me. And now that they're out, they're like, oh, I can fully express and be myself. And that's how I feel in a smaller scale, you know?
Yeah.
Live to your fullest. You know, we have one life. It's like, it's do so what true. You want to do. And usually it's like the thing that you think is maybe like, you know, that's what's that greatest quote or whatever. It's like, you know, your greatest weakness is your greatest superpower. It's
yes.
Like, you never know. Like, I would have never gotten here had I not been miserable and broke. Yeah. It's like, how great was that? That was such a blessing.
Like,
you know?
Launched you to like try this out and do this thing. What made you start YouTube?
A million reasons. The biggest one was because I was like, this is just my last ditch effort. Like, this is sad. My life is so sad and I don't know what to do. And I knew I had some good ideas, like the DIYs. I just knew were good ideas. And I thought, oh, you know, I'm looking for this and I know someone else would watch this because this is a great idea. And I had this idea, so I should show people. But I started really doing it when I was like, you know, no one's hiring me to do this, but I know that I could do this. Like, I could do what all the other YouTubers are doing. Like, I'm sure I could do it.
I felt similar.
I just did it.
Yeah.
You know, what have I got to lose? I already have nothing.
Then you're like, this is more time, but fuck it.
I was like, all right, let's go. So it was kind of just like bold, try it, last ditch, let's go, you know?
Wow, and look at you now.
Look at that.
Wow.
I love that.
That's amazing. So cool. Okay, diving into your personal life, dating. Let's talk about it.
What
do you want to know? Oh, yeah, I'm single. I'm perpetually single.
I feel like we have very similar, like, trajectories with dating.
Yeah.
I've never like been like a, well, I'm sure you might have had a serious relationship. I've never been like a super, period. So we are the same. I've never been in a long-term relationship that was like very intense. Mm-hmm. Like none of that stuff.
No.
So, but dating, do you like to date? Like, do you have dating apps? Like, what's the tea about dating for you?
I love dating. Uh-huh. I love men. I love going out with them. Uh-huh. I love playing games with them. I love it. Yeah, I love it. It's so fun. Like, you just get to dress up and get all cute and mm-hmm. then you just have whatever. But I just, yeah, no, so far it's going really bad.
Do you like dating though? Like, do you want to date someone? Are you like pursuing someone?
I mean, no one in particular.
Right, but
I would love to like have a boyfriend, I think. Ah, you know, I'm going to be 30 in August.
Okay.
Which is like cute and
what
fun.
What are you, Leo?
I'm a Leo.
I'm a mom, sister. Everybody's a Leo.
Yes. My brother's a Leo. Love Leos.
Aaron. Leos are the best. Mm-hmm. They just are.
Leos are great.
It's one of my favorite
Leos
signs.
Are great.
Yeah, I'm a Gemini. Sandwich,
I wouldn't necessarily pin you as a Leo, though. Really? I would have been like, Leo. You know what I mean?
Well, thank you. That's kind of a
I would have thought fire sign for sure.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Leos are just Sag, so,
like, a lot.
Sometimes.
Or, yeah.
Oh, okay. They're a lot.
They're
intense. Most of my family members are Leos, okay? Some of the people I love the most in my life are Leos. So I have to like say I love Leos so much because I love them so much. So it's like I must love Leos. Yes. But I get what you're saying. Yeah. 100%.
We're a lot to deal with. But it's, you know, it's a good time.
It's good.
It's always
like
a good time.
To be the star of the show.
Absolutely.
100%.
I feel like a lot of YouTubers are Leos.
That's true. That's true. Maybe that's why
I like
Leos.
Do you feel like you like to be the star of the show?
Yes and no.
Okay.
I
know like several Leos that I'm like, they want to be the center of attention all the time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like yes and no. I like to be the center of attention like when I feel like it.
Uh-huh.
But other times, no, which is
don't
like-
Don't look at me.
When I feel like it, I do. When I don't. Oh, good for the-
Right.
Like, I don't know. But yeah, I love to like be over the top, whatever. But if I don't want it, you will not see me. I promise you. I'll be like in the corner. Like you will not even
know. You have your moments. Yeah. Mm-hmm. But you're not always.
Okay. Are you on dating apps?
Oh, yeah.
Ooh.
Like Raya and all of them?
Yeah.
I have a personal question.
Uh-oh.
I want him to ask this too.
Oh, I'm afraid.
Because I watch you so much, so I'm like.
I want to ask you something.
Okay.
Sam and Colby. You know Sam and Colby. You know Colby.
She said who? I don't recall.
Cut.
Thank you so much to Smalls for sponsoring this portion of Full Coverage. You guys, cat food, it's been the same forever. And it's time that we move our cat food from like just little kibble and little hard little pebbles to, you know, get into the 21st century. And that is what Smalls is.
I love Smalls cat food for my cats. You know, I'm a cat mama.
Yes.
And we feed our cats wet food for sure. We always have. But I've always, you know, looked at the ingredients and I'm like, I don't know what's right. You guys, Smalls is the one. And my cats actually like it. Smalls was started in 2017 when a couple of guys were at home cooking cat food in small batches for their friends. A few short years later, they've served millions of meals to cats around the world.
I am absolutely obsessed with that. I think that it's so cool that they are doing that. And I just, you know, we want to feed our little furry friends the best things that we can feed them. So give your cat the gift of great cat food this holiday season. Head to smalls.com/fool and use promo code FOOL at checkout for 50% off your first order plus free shipping. That's the best offer you'll find, but you have to use our code FOOL for 50% off your first order. One last time, that's promo code FOOL for 50% off your first order plus free shipping. We are so excited to tell you guys all about what is keeping us hydrated and healthy, and that is Taste Salud.
As many of you know, Manny and I love a good glow on the skin, and skincare is great, but hydration starts from within, babes. Salud's Hydration Plus Immunity Drink Mixes get straight to the root. Get ready to sparkle from the inside out.
They're the ultimate drink mix with a 2-in-1 benefits, 1 gram of sugar only, and authentic agua fresca flavors.
No, because let's talk about it. Hydration and immunity for the healthy glow, low calories, and authentic agua fresca flavors. Are you kidding me?
Baby, you have me at agua frescas. Flavors like Jamaica and horchata are nostalgic as hell to me. You know, just takes me right back to when, you know, I was at family functions and, you know, the parties in the backyard. And it just really makes me feel good drinking them, to be quite honest. And I can constantly drink them without worrying about too much sugar, which is lovely.
I personally love their clean ingredients. They're also vegan and gluten-free. They're so yummy and easy to incorporate into your daily water. So if you're ready to hydrate your body inside and out,
so if you're ready to relive nostalgic moments,
head to tastesalud.com and use code FULL10 for 10% off your first purchase.
Taste the goodness, embrace the nostalgia, and cheers to health, babes. Colby.
Yeah, we're good friends.
You're good friends.
Friends.
And that's it.
Mm-hmm. Not anything more.
No.
Never has been anything more?
It was a dry no.
It was a very dry
no. Call him. I don't know.
All right, hold on. I'm just kidding.
The way it went from you sitting like this to us.
No, we're good friends. We are good friends. I we're flirty that. Friends. We had a For lot sure. of fun.
Together.
On the internet.
Yes.
Love that.
And in
He's
real life.
He's so great. Cool.
Yeah.
He's like one of my favorite people. Him and Sam are like incredible people.
Yeah. No, they're great.
I told Laura, I was like, should we ask about Colby?
I'm like, yes.
And you're like, yes, no. We should. You're just
no, I was like, yes, I want to know. Let's
I do
ask
too.
Her.
I'm like, I want to know. I don't know the tea.
I mean, you guys would be a really cute couple. That's all I'm trying to say.
100%. I think you guys would be really cute.
A really cute couple.
I feel like us just on the outside looking in, just looking, I'm like, oh, you guys are cute.
Thanks.
The end.
I mean, when Thank I you. See you guys together, I know, trust me, I see your comments. So I know we're all, the internet and me are all on the same page.
We're all on the same, like
we're all like, we there. Want it to happen. Yeah. We're like putting pressure on your friendship. But I just love seeing you guys together.
Me yes. and all of my friends, honestly, like, it's God bless that it's not always, he's a YouTuber, so obviously we like, we're filming together.
Totally.
He knows.
I do be really liking most of my guys.
Dude, honestly,
it's a problem.
I'm the literal exact same way. Maybe I'm like, is this a problem for us? Like,
I love them. I fall in love with them all. I'm like, damn it.
If my friend who is gay and is single and is attractive, how am I not going to fall in love with you? I'm so confused. I know, how am I supposed to not like you?
Yeah.
Unless we've been friends for like literally like 10 years and then we've gotten to the part where we're like, we're past like even dating. We're like sisters. Mm-hmm. Different. But like friends that I meet that are more new friends that yeah. I'm like, oh, you're my friend. But like, do I like you? I don't know. Yeah. I get confused. Mm-hmm. I get so confused.
I always wonder how actors do movies for like 3 months.
Oh, I would be like having a million affairs.
Literally. How do they do? And they're like literally hooking up every day on camera and then they have no emotional connection. And they go back home to their husbands and wives and like, anyways.
Well, men seem to not have a problem with that. But I do.
True. That's
like,
true.
I love you.
That's You're true. Like,
but I love you.
Yeah. And they're like, whoa, what? Oh, man.
You're like, oh, we're just friends.
Shit.
But I also feel like, you know what's funny? I feel like in like a natural way, like men and women being friends and like, let's say they're both attractive. I feel like it's very hard to just have it just be friends. Mm-hmm. So I feel like naturally, like in more of like an actual like animalistic human way, yeah. like it's so men and women just like naturally kind of gravitate towards each other. Yeah. Like in that way.
I have zero straight men that I'm super, super close with.
Really? Because it's, like, hello.
Unless they're like Tyler's friends, I'm close with them, but my husband's like just as close. Mm. Like, you know what I mean? Like, we have friends that were straight men, but like, just like on my own, I don't have necessarily any straight men that I'm like, would be like my best friends. Mm. No. All my best friends are women or gay men. See, you're single. I feel like if I was single, I would.
Maybe that's why it's okay.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Even if it's a little flirty, it's like whatever.
Exactly. 100%.
Sometimes I'm bored.
No, and I flirt with a lot of my friends. And I'm like,
yes.
Am I just naturally very, very flirty or like, could there be something more? I confuse myself when I do that. So I try mm-hmm. to keep it like very like, yeah. if I'm like, hey girl, then mm-hmm. you know, I'm not really interested. Like, cause I'm trying to personally like put you in my own personal boundaries to be like, yeah. you're my friend. I'm treating you like my sister. Like,
no, you're
hey
place.
Girly.
It doesn't
yes,
cross.
Yes. It doesn't cross there. Cause I'm literally like, hey girly. Like I have that banter with you just so I can help me, my own self. Mm-hmm. So mm-hmm. I know I'm not crossing. If I'm like, hey babe, I'm like, like it starts to get a little spooky.
Yeah.
I spook myself.
Yeah.
You're like, don't get crazy.
You know what I mean? Don't get crazy now.
Don't get crazy.
Calm down, everybody.
Yeah. What's your type of guy?
All wealthy. Over I'm just the board.
What is it your type?
Literally all over the board. Yeah. I'm just, honestly, I mean, I have dated everyone. Like, I'm not Love even that. Kidding. Like, the rap sheet is wild looking. If you looked Love at that. It, you'd be like, what was happening?
Yes.
Yeah. It doesn't make sense. There's no pattern. It's like tall, short, all over the place. Just yes. everything. Young, old, like, just everywhere.
Yes.
My fantasy as a musician is like my number one dream. I've dated a lot of like, I just random people in LA.
Have you ever dated celebrities or gone on a date with celebrity? I feel like you have.
I have.
I feel like you have.
You can't say anything about
it. Well, of course. But very but like, yeah. You got to be very, especially in LA.
They dated
you gotta be,
me too. So.
Exactly.
Literally.
Exactly.
They dated the Amber Scholl, so don't try it. Don't try it.
I won't say it if you won't say it.
What level of celeb? A, B, C, D.
All over the place.
Wow.
It's because you're fine as fuck, dude.
F, B, KZ. I'm like people that I used to be obsessed with when I was like in high school. I'm like, no way, because they're old and they'll date you now.
Yes.
So I was
wow.
Yeah, a mess.
But also, you're so sweet.
You are.
And you're so beautiful.
Well, it's true.
Like,
it's
true. Like, a guy would be crazy not to be into you in my head.
That's what I'm saying. Do you all hear this?
She's very successful.
And she's successful and she has her own money.
And she's a dog. Men don't like that, I tell you what.
They don't. Oh, that's true.
That's true. 100%.
Intimidating.
They do not like it. Yeah, no.
Men do get intimidated by that.
Well, it's good to weed them out anyways, because any man who can't handle that, you don't want to marry anyways.
You're a flop.
Yeah.
You're a flop. Mm-hmm. You're literally a flop. So it weeds out the flops that way, I feel.
I agree.
Just let them know how successful you are.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, jewelry line. Woo! Let's talk about it. Tell us your jewelry line.
I love jewelry. It was honestly a passion thing. Mm-hmm. Like, I just randomly went, literally over COVID.
Is that when it started?
Yes. During COVID, I was bored in my house, and my next door neighbor is a jeweler. And I've had him make me stuff for myself like all the time. So I had him make me a couple of things. And people were like, oh my God, like, where'd you get that? And I was like, oh, it was like custom. It's like, yeah. And I was like, you know, maybe if I made like, I literally made 10.
Yes,
I made
10
because they're real gold, like nice things. And I was like, okay.
I did not know they were real gold, girl.
Yeah, not all of it. Some of it.
Okay,
The trajectory of it all. But yeah, I started with these little necklaces and they were like a couple $100, whatever.
Yeah.
So like, oh, you know, maybe if I make like 10 of them, someone will buy them. So I made a website by myself. Bored in COVID. I was
a
like
a little Shopify moment.
Yep, yes. Shopify moment. Like figured it out. It looked crazy. Like I couldn't, I was like, no one's gonna order from this. It looks like a scam. But I was like, it's
just
real.
Pay for shipping.
It's free, just pay for shipping.
It's free. I was like, it's $100 shipping. Looks a mess. But anyways, yeah. So I and was like, oh, by the way, guys, you guys keep asking. So like if you want to buy them, I have 10 of these. And they all sold in like 10 minutes. And I was like, well, hey.
This could be something.
Yeah. Like, wait a damn minute.
Mm-hmm. And I always like, I mean, my vibe of my whole life is like being a YouTuber is so fun. And I love social media and this is great. But take it or leave it, Kim K is my like ultimate dream life. I love her. I'm a huge fan. And I want
to
be a business
bitch
too.
Preaching to the choir, honey.
Yeah.
Choir.
I want to have a million businesses. Like that's the era is business bitch era. So
that's awesome.
Yeah. I just realized like, oh my gosh, you can make a fortune out of your house. So I started doing
and
that.
And I notice you ship and everything yourself. Like this
I
is
do
a
it
true
all myself.
Small
yes
business.
How the fuck?
What's the website?
Yes, 333andcojewelry.com.
Say it again.
Now, you guys.
Say it again.
Got my ring on here. This one's new.
333co?
Yeah, 333andcojewelry.com.
Got it. We'll link it down below, guys. Check it out. And your ring you're wearing now
is brand new. I haven't released this one yet, but
it's so cute.
Yeah, it's so fun. I had that one made like literally 2 days ago
for
myself, so I'll probably only do like 3 of these, but yeah.
So I love that.
So she's an entrepreneur as well.
Just fun.
Is there anything else that you want to get into, like, other than like a jewelry line, would there be something that you're like, okay, I'm really passionate about this. We'll have to start a line of this.
Oh, a million things. Aside of my obvious smash hit children's book.
Other than your, of course, your Georgie
obviously
book.
Obviously. No, I really want to do like home stuff because I'm so into home and I feel like what I love is
it just makes
it doesn't
sense
exist.
Oh,
which is annoying to me. Like
right
there's, yeah, you can buy a Baccarat vase for $15,000 on First Dibs, but
insane.
It's like, what? Or I can buy one at Target for $3.99. Like, where's that, like, mid-tier, really nice, exactly what I'm looking for kind of vibe? So I think it would just be really fun to do, like,
I think you should.
Yeah, like, faces, candles, picture frames.
It just makes sense for you, too. Like what you do, what you put on your channel, like, it all just would make a lot of sense to do home stuff.
I would love to see. Like, I would literally personally buy things, I'm sure.
Yes. Well, I'll send it to you.
I'll buy. I will buy it, but thank you. No, I mean, I feel like that would be so cool. Like, I feel like that fits so long well into the trajectory of what you do and in your channel. It's like us having like having a freaking clothing line, having a makeup line. Like it just fits because we're things that we're passionate about all the time.
And long term, I mean, I don't want to have to be like, oh no, like what if the views, we're so lucky, like right now it's like 100%. Won the lottery, like this is so great.
We literally all three won the lottery. Yes, by the way.
Yeah, fully. It, but it's like in 20 years I don't want to be like, oh no, my YouTube CPM is down. Like,
yeah, of course, like, you just never know.
Yeah, I want to be on a yacht because I sold the home line to Neiman Marcus.
Exactly.
Like,
you know,
I want to be vibing. So, and
yeah. I love that. Mm-hmm.
That's so,
she,
smart.
So she thinks of her future.
Very loosely.
Yeah, a very loose future. But you know what's funny is like, as you get older, you start to think about it more and more and more. It's like, damn, how long
the future
am I
is now?
Yeah, yeah, I'm like, damn, how long are we on social media for? Like 10 years, like this is like Laura's 10th year on YouTube.
Oh my God.
My 10th year on like social media,
Happy
Instagram.
Happy anniversary, you guys.
Thank you very much.
That's longevity. Can we do that? Not can we do everyone 10? Can do that.
That's what grateful. I also, and something I acknowledge and am very grateful for, same. But I feel like YouTube is kind of that platform where you can kind of do that. Like mm-hmm. if you are consistent, you're very consistent and you work really hard at it, I feel mm-hmm. like you can have like a, honestly, like a 20 year career on YouTube.
Mm-hmm. I sure hope so.
So do I really yeah. do.
But we're also smart because we also like pivot to other mm-hmm. apps when they're there and yeah. they want to be pivoted to.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So we're not like, you know, we're still doing stuff.
Okay, so you've worked with a lot of celebrities, dated a lot of celebrities. Do you have any celebrity interactions that were less than great?
Haunting.
I know. Yeah, yeah, I was like, God, there's been some really terrible ones. But mostly, I will say this. Usually, at least now mm-hmm. in my life, like, I don't want to be like, oh my God, like, I have clout, so no one's going to be mean to me.
Yeah.
But, like, people won't be as nasty as they used to be. Like, when I was running rampant in the clubs back in the day, people were horrible. And now it's like people are, like, a lot nicer, especially if you meet them in, like, the right scenarios.
100%.
I know, I'm so afraid to name names.
No, you don't need to name any names.
Yeah.
You don't have to name any names. Just like, is there any experiences that one specifically like stood out to you that you're like, God damn, like this was
rough.
Horrific and it's a story to tell?
I mean, there, the one that
but
I
don't need to do names.
Yeah, no names. No one would know this one. But yeah, I went to this guy's house ooh. Once as an after party thing. This okay. was like way back in the day, like way pre YouTube. I was 12. I think and yeah, it was so weird. They like took our phones. He was like high profile, whatever. They wow. like took all of our phones and then like hid them in a bedroom and like wouldn't give them back to us unless we like went up there. And like it was super weird. I don't even, it was, there was, oh my God, the hot tub. It was like an, it was so weird. It was like so frightening and creepy. And I will say this. I have done a lot of things in my life and I'm very lucky that nothing worse ever happened to me.
Like, right, like you've lived hard.
I had a great life and I was kind of dumb for most of it. Mm-hmm. And it's like, wow, God
and
bless.
And you came out all right. Yeah. It just all worked out.
Yeah. The worst thing was that guy was really weird, but it was like, it was fine. He just was like super drunk and hiding in the bushes. It was weird.
Are you kidding?
No, I'm not even kidding. Bushes. It made no sense. I'll tell you again, this is a long ass story and I'm afraid to tell it on the internet.
100%.
But it was this is a wild time.
Yeah,
this
story.
Was a wild time. Yeah. That's I have a so lot crazy. In my memoir someday.
Oh my God. See, the memoir, when the memoir comes out, when we all come out with tell-alls, it's going to be quite interesting.
It won't be so funny. It'll be like, no way.
No, people would gag if we wrote a tell-all.
Mm-hmm.
About our experiences in the industry.
Because it's so
funny. If we wrote
funny.
A fucking tell-all, dude.
It would be
we can
a,
retire
different,
off a
different side of things. Yes. A different side
it,
of
it,
things.
It could be shocking.
It would be a shocker.
You only see what like you want to see. And especially when you're old and don't care anymore. It's like,
totally.
Ask me about a story when I'm 55. And exactly. I'll be like, oh, I'll okay, tell great. You. I don't care.
With
like,
names.
Yeah, with names. I don't care. Yeah.
No aliases. Don't yes. care.
Now I'm like,
I'm scared.
But yeah, no, like, what people, you know, you think Hollywood's like so interesting and it is like people mm-hmm. watching LA is just as wild as you think it is. Let me
yes. 100%.
And the industry yes. is more twisted than you think.
100%.
Weirder more things twisted. Than you ever could think of will happen to you.
Especially when you're in the, I feel like when you're in the elite, like they get away with so much and they're always the weirdest ones. Like people, I think the people that are like super, super rich are born into money are always crazy.
Crazy.
Like they're literally like not mentally well. And because they've been like coddled their whole life and they have had anything
they
ever wanted.
They have a different reality.
Their reality is so different. And I'm like, you guys are so fucking weird.
Well, like I said, like people that have had like a lot of power and money for so long. Like if you meet them, which we've met a few, they're very strange and they have a completely different concept of reality mm-hmm. for them. And the things they do are so
they have a weird power complex too.
Strange. A lot of them do. Mm-hmm. A lot of them do. There's few out there that can make it through, you know, and behave normally, but a lot of them do. Hollywood's weird. Hollywood's so really weird. I went to once, which I will not name any name, obviously, but to a huge A-lister's house party.
Oh, I remember this.
A friend of mine.
I wasn't there, but I remember the party.
A friend of mine was friends with them, and they were like, come with me. And I was like, I don't know if I belong there, but okay, I'm definitely coming. So I went. I was like, immediately, yes.
Yeah.
So I went, and it was the craziest party I've ever seen. We could have our phones on us, but I was smart enough. I was not pulling out my phone, not one time, because mm-hmm. I was the most unknown person there. Mm-hmm. And I'm talking, there were no D-list there. It was all A-list across the board there. And me. So if you thought I was going to pull my phone out, like
you
I was.
Wrong. You read the room. You read the room.
Yeah, I read the room. Uh-huh. The room was red, but it just was so interesting to see how they act and what they do when the cameras are off and they're all. And I'm like, first of all, how do you all know each other? Because at the person's house we were at was like a mega singer. She was a famous singer. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, she had all these like crazy men actors like from the biggest movies. Like mm-hmm. stars. And I'm like, how do y'all even know each other? I mean, I didn't even talk to anyone like that.
Right.
I sat in the corner.
You just saw them.
I talked to one guy because like I was there and I was just like, hey, what's up? And you know, he was like a pretty big dude. And I showed Ty a picture of him. I was like, who is this? It was like one of the most famous football players ever. And I was like, did not know who this was. Me. I won't say his name, but
would not have any idea.
No idea. I'm like, oh, hey, I'm a YouTuber. What's up? So,
yeah. I'm an A-lister too.
Okay, yeah. Cool. I do YouTube. Have you heard of it? Yeah? Okay.
And this is so long.
I'm a very
ago.
Big deal.
Yeah, I'm a very big deal. Very like, big okay. deal. So, yeah. It was a fabulous night, but it was an eye-opening experience. It was a shock. It's been a shock to my system. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But they were pretty normal. People are telling me
they
like,
were,
like, normal.
Except for that some of the like, people in Hollywood who are like the coolest people in Hollywood were just strange and quiet and creepy in the corner. Yes. Not that they mm-hmm. did anything. I can't right. say they did anything, mm-hmm. but it was just like interesting. Cause I'm like, you're so like different. Like you're so like popular and cool in Hollywood, but like here at the party, you're like the mm-hmm. quiet guy in the corner. Very interesting.
Yeah.
You know,
it's a weird town.
It's a very strange city.
Weird. Yeah.
It is. Okay. So just to ask you a couple questions about pop culture right now, what's going on here?
Go.
Just for fun.
For fun.
What do you think about TikTok potentially getting banned?
I just feel like it's not going to happen.
I know. There's a part of me
that's
too.
I'm hoping. Mm-hmm.
That's not going to happen.
Right?
Oh, they're not going to ban it. The people would be too mad.
That's what I feel too.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's like, I mean, call me political. There's just bigger things going on that are more important. Why are we focused on TikTok? Like, for the love of God. Like,
right.
It's the government. Like, do something
150
important.
150 million users. Like, America has 300 million people. Half of the American public
is actively on
TikTok.
The
yeah. Do you really think that they can just easily ban a platform that half the entire population uses?
Yeah, we like it. Let us have a good time. Go deal with something important. Like,
literally, I mean, there's so many other bigger. How about we tackle the environmental issues that we have?
Yeah, or the gun laws.
Global warming.
Yeah, there's like a million things to do that aren't watching stupid videos. I mean, I don't know what normal people use TikTok for. I just laugh. Like, I just.
For sure.
Ha, yeah. Ha, 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 that's all it is. It's like, let me have a good time before I go to bed. Let me live.
Would you be sad if it was gone?
Yeah, but see, I was really sad when Vine went away. It's not going to, like,
I
it's
was
gonna
really
come
sad
back
as well.
In another era. And like, Vine will. Disappeared, TikTok yes. came. TikTok goes away, TikTok 2 is coming. Like,
right,
you know,
some type of other thing.
Yeah. That's mm-hmm. what I said. My only fear is, I'm like, okay, if TikTok goes away, I immediately said that. I'm like, we'll just create an American version of that. But my only problem is I'm scared that Meta, Facebook, Instagram will buy it. and then
and take over.
We're shit out of luck then, because they're really, I just hate shitting on Instagram so much, because listen, it's not that bad.
We can shit also, on it. It's
okay.
Bad.
Okay. It's not that great. And I just don't want another ownership from the same effing company. They're a monopoly. They're owning all of our social media. They want to buy them all up. Yes. And so I'm like, can at least Google buy or start something?
Yeah.
Like,
yes.
Can we get someone other than Meta?
They have shorts. That's literally Google is shorts.
Well, they tried it.
They tried it.
Google's going to buy it.
We need an app.
Yeah. Just and delete it.
They're like, it's closed.
Yeah. They're going to buy it and delete it. That's my theory. They're like,
oh, darn. Oh. It's gone. Literally, they get it gets acquired, then it's gone.
Yeah.
And they're like, keep using shorts, y'all. I don't want to use shorts.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, I posted like 3 shorts.
Good for you. Maybe like good for you. I've posted like 5 total.
That's good too.
I've posted some shorts. You know, the thing is, it's not like a shorts community over there. Maybe I'm missing it. Maybe I'm missing the shorts community, but I don't feel like there's a TikTok community, you know.
A YouTube community.
Yeah.
The YouTube community is the one.
It's the best.
By the way, what do you think of the beauty industry? So you are a rare guest that's nothing to do with the beauty industry.
Really?
Oh, yes. Yeah. Right? So I'm like, what do you think of us looking from the outside in?
Does it look dramatic?
Traumatized?
Yeah, dramatic. I don't know. I guess dramatic like is what it's known for being. Like,
totally.
But I tell you what, it's content.
By the way, you can't hurt our feelings.
No, really.
I mean, okay.
Like, it delivers. Like, if people want beauty community drama, it's always there. And that's
always nice.
You know, you have something to go to. Yeah, I guess I'm
if you
just
want
like,
a little bit of tea, there's going to be something happening in the beauty community.
I'm out of the loop slightly because I'm not in the beauty community. And
right.
I actually am not really an avid consumer, dare I say, of like social media, really. Like I go on it for my, it's so self-centered, for my own stuff. And I post my own stuff.
Of course.
And then I'm like,
you're out
I
of
log
there.
Off. I don't watch stories. I don't like see what other people are doing. I'm like, I'm just gonna go sit and be old in my house.
That's so peaceful.
I don't know. Yeah,
that's a peaceful life.
Yeah, so
peaceful
you miss life. Some stuff. Like, I feel like I just
you absolutely miss, you
miss
a
lot. Mm. Like, did you hear about this? I'm like, who,
what?
No, but
when, where?
Tell me. I am interested.
Right. No, it's
I want to know. I love drama. I love a good gossip sesh, but I'm just like,
I love drama that has nothing to do with me nothing or anyone I know. Mm-hmm. I'm like, yes, give it to me.
100%.
I will say that it is interesting when it is people you like kind of know or know of or whatever. I'm like,
yes. Oh,
especially because you know the real tea. Like, you usually know people like, oh, this is what happened. I'm like, bitch, but you miss what you don't know is this. And if I told everyone, it would change everything.
No,
but I have
literally.
To just sit here and be quiet.
Or you're like, y'all don't even know who this person is right now. I'll be like, Manny, let me tell you.
If there's things I want to talk about and I'm like, fuck, I can't talk about this publicly. Let me tell Laura, like, did you see this shit? I know the realty because they texted me what really happened. And Laura's like,
yeah.
I'm the one that we did a TikTok that was like the person that like the tea comes to and the person that like is, that's always
he's
telling the tea.
He's a tea facilitator.
I'm a tea facilitator because I like to find out information.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And then I'm like, Laura, this is what happened. She's like,
I'm like, ooh.
And she's a tea consumer.
I'm a
tea consumer too. Okay. I stay super far out of any
personal drama.
It's like, I don't have time for this. Like, whatever.
Right,
it's like,
right.
Come for me if you want. Like, what are you really going to say about me? I'm super nice and do nothing. Like, honestly.
Literally,
like, I'm sorry. Like, yeah, but it's like, ooh, I do love to watch.
What do you think about the Hailey Selena drama?
So funny tea about this. I was in Singapore when that was happening.
Oh my God.
And off my phone for most of the trip. Mm-hmm. So I came back and it was like, are you following? I'm not following either of them. Oops.
I'm following
Kylie Jenner. I was like, is she involved in this kind of, I don't know. I think like Hailey's cool. Selena's cool.
Yeah.
I honestly am separately a fan of both of them,
totally,
I guess.
Totally.
I feel the same way.
What are you doing? Like, you shouldn't be fighting with
each
other.
I'm literally scared to like Hailey's pictures right now because I like don't want to get attacked myself because I'm like I hate pitting women.
Yeah, like let us be fabulous. Hailey's gorgeous, married to Justin Bieber's, living her best life. Selena Gomez hasn't touched the man in over a decade. Like, let her be happy.
Mm-hmm. I feel like the internet sometimes makes it seem like she's still obsessed with him. The internet does, but she's just over here with
living
a
her
killer
life.
Career, living her life, potentially dating someone else. For all we know, of course, she wouldn't tell anyone. For God's sake, not till she's married, she would not tell anyone.
Seriously.
So, but I'm like, I would feel like if I were her, I would feel like embarrassed and. in the way of like, oh my God, like I'm over him. Like she can have him.
Yeah,
like,
literally yeah. leave me alone. Y'all are making it
seem like I'm mad.
I care too much.
I care too much. And yeah. she's like,
I don't get it.
She does have 4 million and five followers. 400 million and five like, followers.
And five.
405 million yeah. followers. The way no, I would never post again if I have that many followers. I'd be like, so hey, scared.
I know.
That's scary.
Do you feel this way? I guess this is a separate ass thing. But like I used to post all the time. Like my Instagram was littered with stupid ass things.
So did I.
And now I'm like, maybe I'll post once every 3 weeks because I'm afraid. And maybe I'll delete it because I'm afraid of it now. It's like sad.
I don't post often at all anymore.
Especially on Instagram.
Yeah, no.
I would say Instagram feed is where I post the least.
Same. I post stories every day.
Yeah, stories are fun because it's like you can post. I used to say this when I was like first starting to get popular on the internet. I was like, oh my gosh, you can just make people look at anything on your story. It's like anything. I could just post my fingernail and be like, here it is. And 100,000 people have to look at it.
Right. No, literally.
It's hilarious. Like,
it's so true.
I still kind of use it as a joke sometimes, but I don't know.
I love that. No, I feel like I post on stories all the time. I feel like I post it's like the most on TikTok now.
Yeah. It's just whatever you want.
It's whatever. Yes. So it's like fun it's on free. Stories. Stories is the best thing Instagram has.
Yeah, stories is
It's the best thing.
I used to love Snapchat though. And then when I stopped.
And then Instagram started doing that.
Yeah, I was
Instagram
like,
Instagram stole that. Mm-hmm. Instagram straight up snatched that up.
They snatch everything. They try to snatch everything up. Mm-hmm. It's so annoying.
Okay, we ask every single guest this question. Ew. It's just a fun question to end it. But if you had $1 billion, she would buy doorknobs.
Oh my God, yeah, you're right.
Doorknobs.
Yeah.
If you had $1 billion, tax-free cash just given to you, what's like the whammo item you would buy? Can't be charity. Can't buy something. You can do that, but we already know you're going to do that. Mm-hmm. You're going to hook the fam and the friends up. But yeah. What's for you?
Ooh, you know, I mean, this is such a long form answer for this, but like I used to pretend, I mean, I think I'm psychic, first of all.
Love that.
Work.
But always thought that. And I always knew I was going to win the lottery at some point in my life. I was like, well, I'm going to win the lottery. So I would always like think play. About exactly what well, I always play still to this day.
Period. Yes. You're going to win eventually.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. But I feel like I already won. Like, you know, like I did the whole thing, like the rags to riches, blah, blah. I did it. I won the lottery, YouTube, whatever.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
I was like, okay, I know this is going to happen to me at some point. Like I'm going to have no money and then I'm going to have a lot. So what would I do with it? Mm-hmm. And it was always, I would buy a car. I would buy a house. I would buy every shoe I ever wanted. I would shop all the time. I'd travel the world. And it's like, that's what I said I would do.
Uh-huh.
And so when I had the opportunity, I did all of those things. So I actually take these questions very seriously. Wow. And I'm like, what would I really do? Mm-hmm. Yeah. And if someone really gave me $1 billion today, it would be a different answer than before. It would be kind of everything I'm currently doing, just more so.
Expand.
Like, a larger
I'm
level.
Already doing everything that I would want to be doing. I would travel, but instead of flying coach, I'd probably fly first class.
Like, right, exactly, you know, exactly.
Of, you know that, but I think, I mean, I would love, yeah, I would really love to buy doorknobs. I would love to buy like just lavish, ridiculous crap for the house.
Yeah.
Like,
I love that.
Instead of buying the cheap doorknobs, like, I would get the diamond encrusted one. I don't care. Yeah, it is a solid, yeah, it's not gold plated. It is solid gold doorknobs. Yep, gonna get a Bentley, gonna get a Rolls.
That's what I'm talking about. Give it to us. Mm-hmm. Give it to
hers
us.
Hers
and hers. It's white, the white Bentley convertible with the top. And
she
then,
already has
the,
yeah, it. The black it's on the Rolls
with the star. It's on the moon board. It's happening. Gonna, it's
I love
gonna
be great.
I have two parking spots at my house.
Oh, time for a second ride.
Both for you.
Yeah.
That's amazing. I love that answer.
That's a good answer. That's never heard that one.
Everything. I would want. What do normal people say? I don't know.
Well, they always like have one thing. They're like, I want to buy an island, or I want to buy.
Boring.
Yeah. No, right. Like, I want to buy a jet. I always wanted to buy a jet.
Really? Yeah. A jet's on your thing.
I want a yacht.
Mm-hmm. A yacht would be. I feel like
I'm a salty girl.
I'd rather rent one.
Oh, see, yes.
Like I like staying in hotels. People like, you wouldn't buy another house. I'm like, no, I like staying in hotels and
it makes it different.
Like, it's fun. Like
different. Yes.
Yeah, I like my house. I will get a beach house in Malibu. That's been on the mood board for a long time. Mm-hmm. And I guess maybe instead of buying the one that I could afford, I would buy the $80 million.
Exactly. Yeah. The whammo.
Yeah, it's everything the same, just more.
Can
more.
I be your neighbor?
Literally. I live in the wing.
Come in.
I will live in the West Wing.
In the West Wing.
Yes, I will take the West
Wing.
We'll
make it a whole little compound. It'll be fun. I already have all the decor for it. It's going to be like, get this, instead of the Sky Castle, it's going to be the Sand Castle.
Oh, that's so cute.
Oh, yes.
So cute, that's right? So cute.
She's already got a name for it. I love it.
It's already made for it.
It's coming. It's so coming.
Whoever's sending me the $1 billion, I'm waiting. I have the plans drawn out.
Okay.
So. It'll come.
We're just waiting for the check. Okay.
Mm-hmm. I'm waiting.
Mm-hmm. Well, that is it. Anything else, Amber?
Is there anything else I want to say? I guess not. I don't know. Thanks for having me. I feel very honored.
Oh,
y'all are legends. So I don't know if you are aware.
Oh my God, you are so sweet. You're a legend.
You're so right now, sweet. And
thank
I'm
you.
Freaking
you're
a legend. We die for you. We love
you're the best.
You.
I love you.
Yes.
You're the best. Thank you for coming on. We will, of course, leave all your stuff linked down below. You guys check her out. She's incredible, amazing. Obviously, you listen to the whole thing.
Stop.
Duh. But thank you guys so much, and we'll see you guys in our next week's episode.
Bye, guys.
Bye. Bye.
Mic check 1, 2. Good night.
Manny, you know how we're always looking out for the perfect drink, whether it's a cocktail or mocktail? I have two words for you. Taste salud.
Oh my God, Laura, are we telling our listeners our secret find this soon?
Yes, we can't gatekeep any longer. Mm-mm. Okay, guys, picture this. The convenience of an on-the-go mocktail drink mix that's just waiting for a splash of tequila to turn it into a delicious cocktail.
That sounds like our kind of party. You know, obviously mocktails for me and cocktails for you.
Isn't the taste shocking? Their Paloma and Strawberry Margarita mocktails taste just like the real deal.
So the gag is, not only is the taste amazing, what about the fact that the calories? Okay, let's talk about the calories. Salud drinks mixes only have 1 gram of sugar and take the thinking out of the decision making. We're so done drinking our calories in 2024.
Yes, we are. Also, the thought of everything, taste, convenience, and all the added benefits like hydration, immunity in your cocktail.
It's a serious, serious game changer. So whether it's a cocktail with a kick or a mocktail that tastes like a dream for us sober dolls, Salud has us covered.
They're the absolute best. That's why Manny and me love them. If you're ready to try the best mocktails out there, head to tastesalud.com and use FULL10 for 10% off your first purchase.
Cheers to that, and honestly, cheers to authentic flavors. Let's drink to good taste and good health.